Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for checking out this episode of Sex with Emily. I know you're going to love it, but first, thank you for supporting my sponsors because I have to tell you about the No-No Pro. I'm obsessed with it. I love it because I've spent so much money and time on razors and waxing and any way to get rid of hair, but the No-No Pro is the best way to remove unwanted hair and there's zero pain. I do it when I'm sitting on my couch. I do it at home. I can do it in the office, really. And it's for men too. You know, your back of your neck, your back, your chest, all those areas that you want to remove hair, you can do it in the privacy of your own home. Legs, arms, face, you're going to die how easy this is to use and the weeks of long-lasting results. No-No Pro comes with a 100% 60-day money-back guarantee, and when you purchase it, you'll get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line. Go to nonoemily.com. That's nonoemily.com.
Look into his eyes. Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for the mailing list, which you absolutely should do. I love when you all sign up for it because I send you really fun emails that will change your life. And it's really easy to go to iTunes and just subscribe. I do two shows a week, and you'll never miss a show again. And also, in recent weeks, I mentioned to people that it'd be really cool while you're on iTunes if you could just give us a review. Let us know what you think of the show. And people have been doing it, and I appreciate that. So keep them coming. It's great to hear from you and know what you think. And you can also, as always, email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'm here with Anderson tonight.
What up, Sex?
How you doing, Anderson?
I'm good.
It's so good to see you.
It feels like it's been a month.
Why does it feel that way?
I don't know. It's been rushed,
I guess.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I need to come visit you at your work again.
That was so fun. You saw my office.
I did.
That was filled with sexual things. It is. And I just found out today. It was so funny. So we're, because on the door it says Sex with Emily, as you know.
Right.
And I'm sitting in the office and it's a mix. So there's a bunch of different kinds of, you know, there's production offices. And what?
We all sorts of different types of people. Right. A lot of party types.
Partiers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? What
when I was in there, like a few drunkards walked by and they're like, we're having drinks.
Right. They do have drinks a lot. It's like a co-op space, but we have an office. Yeah.
Don Draper was smoking a cigarette, finger banging his assistant.
Exactly. It's crazy. It's just like the 60s again. It's fun. It's a crazy office. But it's no. I mean, people have like legit bit. There's like a nonprofit church group next to me.
Oh, I'm sure they love the fact. So you came in after them?
No, I was there first. I've been there like 6 months. But here's the funny thing. So we're sitting there in the office today, and the guy who runs the office space comes in. He goes, hey, I want you to meet this guy, Wayne. He runs a record label. He's like, Wayne needs something, some moisturizer for his skin. I thought you might have some. Because your candles, can you give him one? Because, you know, my candles are the, you know, they're moisturizing. They're like all natural coconut oil. So anyway, so he comes in, and we have a candle lit because I light them every day. And he's like, what? He's just looking at our office, and there's the, you know, all the products, and there's that big penis. Do you remember the penis?
Yeah, it's almost like a trophy.
That's all you see, and he's like, I've been afraid of this office. I didn't want to come in here. I'm like, why? He's like, well, I walked by one time last week, and you guys were talking about some raunchy stuff, and I just didn't know. I'm like, what were we talking about? He's like, anal sex or something.
Wait, like, who is this dude?
He owns a record label. He's a totally cool dude. He's like,
he's not the church group guy.
He's not the church group guy, but he's like, you were talking about anal sex. I'm like, well, it's anal sex month. August, happy anal sex month. He's like, I think it was before August. But then he was really cool. And he's like, Friday night is a night with my lady. I need tips. And then he was like rubbing oil all over him. And we're BFFs now.
Those guys are the ones you got to be scared of. The ones that are like pent up at first.
I know.
Like, and then once they let it go, it's like, oh no, there's no holding back.
Yeah. And now he's like, what toy should I get for my girlfriend? I'm like, oh, sorry, we're talking about anal sex and offended you. But now you're going to open up and like.
He's like, yeah, I like the dildo, but what do I use for the ass?
Exactly. You know that he wanted to hear about anal sex.
For sure.
We try to shut the door, but
what? You know what you should do? The church group next door, you should try and sell them the candles for like a confessional or whatever. You know, like Catholic churches have those
candles? Oh, right,
exactly. You should do that.
Just sell them, be like, they smell really good and you can use them as a massage. No.
Plus, the Catholic church needs like a whole makeover. Like, why not use some massage oil candles?
They spice it up, for real. The Catholic
church needs to spice it up.
They do need to spice it up. It's so funny that you say that because the people on the other side of our office is like video editor, sound people or something. I don't know what they do. But one night, someone in their office came into our office and took a porn of naked porn women.
Chubby
women porn or something.
Who is that talking off mic?
Oh, that's
what
Madison. Sorry. Madison's my intern. She's sitting here with me today.
She's the one who tests your products, right?
She tests. Yes. Oh, she does everything. Madison's filling in for Lauren this week because Lauren's out of town.
Does that
She's
mean she has to
Emily's
do double
assistant.
Duty on the testing of the vibrators?
Oh, no, my goodness. We should give you some more vibrators to test.
Oh, no. I'm still working on the Dahlia.
Into the mic.
Oh, sorry. Are you still working on the Dahlia?
Yes, I am. It's quite fun.
It is really fun. The Dahlia's often. So awesome. So what was the porn they put?
I don't remember exactly. I wasn't there. I just heard they were like all talking about it off in the background. They're talking to Lauren. I guess they had left a plus size porno on someone's desk and been like, oh, this would be so funny if, you know, she came back and was like, what is this? And then they actually forgot it there. And so she came in the next day and was like, why is this here?
She walked into our office and thought we did it. She's like,
this woman that you don't know?
Yeah, this woman I don't know. She's one of her colleagues.
One of whose colleagues?
Okay, so there's an office next to us. And someone in the office, a dude, came in our office, took a porn, put it on this woman's
desk. It was your plus size porn
in
there.
But she would know that, like, who would put porn on my desk?
Right,
probably
you get
me.
Blamed for everything, I'm sure.
I got blamed for the porn. Well, it was my porn, but I didn't place it on our desk. So it's just, like, funny stuff goes down. And you see everyone walking by and doing a double take and it's a good time.
You should just have a red light out in front of your.
I should.
Yeah, and then just say no. It's for on air. I do a radio show.
But you know what's so funny about exactly? I swear to God, he's like, "Well, I thought you guys were all raunchy." I'm like, "I'm a doctor. I talk about sex." I'm like trying to prove. I'm like, "There's my book," you know. But whatever. But Wayne, he's our new BFF. But it was funny because you just never know who you're going to offend. But I do remember him walking by and saying something like, "Well, anal sex," and then making eye contact in with him in the hallway. This was like a while ago. Now
he wants to bang your butt.
You think he does?
I think he does. Does he listen?
He didn't really need a moisturizer. Now he will.
I don't know if he listens. But so also another thing that's been happening is, so we got our Facebook page back up, as you know.
I didn't know it was down. What happened?
You didn't know this story?
I don't go to Facebook. I'm against it.
Dude, why? Really? Okay, yeah. I get it. Well, because I have a Facebook page, which you should all like. If you like me, like my page, Sex Family, because it's actually, we just provide funny information all day, informational information, but it's funny and it's light and it's, you know, we, all the podcasts are on there and articles I write.
I appreciate Facebook. Like, my wife keeps me up to date with all my friends.
Right. That's what you need a wife for.
She's constantly scrolling through, and then she'll let me know what's going on with my friends.
Oh,
people she
you
doesn't
know
even know.
Bob went to Hawaii with that girl they just met?
It's usually
right?
bad news.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like someone died?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Or like, call your friend. Her husband died 5 years ago today. Oh. That kind of thing.
Oh, that's good,
like,
though.
Oh, thanks.
That's a good wife.
She's a good one, yeah.
I need, like, a wife assistant. Okay, so my Facebook page got taken down because there's, like, this religious...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lauren was telling me about this. You had some kind of semi...
campaign against me.
Yeah.
To take it down. They all complained to Facebook. So, bam, it was down. And I was so upset because we have, like, 65,000 likes and it's very interactive. And we...
It's a lot of likes.
And Matt and we've all been... We've gotten so many questions because, you know, people... Today's show, we will be answering your questions. And we got some really good sex questions here and relationship questions. And we were going through it because a lot of people email me through Facebook. So, as well, you should like my page and send me a question because I might just answer it on there as well. So the point with the but it got taken down because people were complaining about some photo that wasn't even that.
What was the photo?
It was like a fleshlight. It was a fleshlight, it looks like a vagina sometimes.
Where can I find it?
Facebook.com/
Is the picture still there though?
No, we took it down. We're being much more careful now.
Oh, you should tweet it though.
Oh, I tweet it. We do tweet everything that we Facebook, but sometimes it's a little different. It's a different audience, a different thing. So it got taken down, and then I had to pull out all the stops, call everyone, because all my San Francisco friends are like at Facebook or Google, and I was just, I had like 16 people working on
it. Oh, so this is your personal?
No, this is my, I still have a personal page.
Right.
But this is my facebook.com/sexwithemily page.
Now, this group, did they go out looking for you, or was there somebody on there that complained to them?
No.
You know how it went down?
This whole group, because it was a...
You want to call out the group?
I don't know who they are. It's a witch hunt. No, I don't know who the group. It's not a group. It was people who were all sending the same message. I find this photo offensive. Can you please take it down? There was like 10 people in a row. So then I just reported them as spam. So they leave me alone.
They kind of are.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now because now I'm pissed. I'm like, don't mess with my Facebook page because I love my you know, it's fans, it's people, they want to communicate. So that's what's going on. But I did get a dick pic on Facebook.
Multiple dick pics.
Multiple dick pics just this week.
Anyone complain about that?
I'm complaining about it.
Just me.
Just Madison, who was reading them first. But I really, like, I don't think that okay. Here's the thing about dick pics. We've got some stats here. So most people are actually, 54% of people have said that they have received intimate content, including videos, photos, emails, and messages. 1 in 3 American adults have filmed sexual content on their mobile devices. And people between 18 and 24-year-old, they receive more sexual suggestive content and blah, blah, blah. The point is, don't do it, people. You don't know me. First of all, what did you want? Like a thumbs up? Did you want me to like your dick pic? Did you want to date me? Because if this is your strategy for overall life, you're just going to send a random dick pic to someone. Like, I don't think that's – if you're dating someone intimately, you can send him a dick pic.
Is it
like
anonymous? Who are these people?
No, they have their name attached to it.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, how's this? Like, I think that there's a lot of men who think – well, if I send her my dick and she sees it, well, then maybe she'll go out. This will be like a, you know, foreplay.
I think it might be more of like a naughty thing. Like, well, they're all aroused and going crazy and trying to get like over the top. You know what I mean? And then after they complete themselves, they might have lots of shame.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm speaking for myself.
Did you send dick
pics? Wasn't mine. No.
Was that your dick? I wouldn't know your dick.
Sent a dick pic to anybody.
I just think that everybody should be careful about who they're sending sexually explicit content to. Because here's the other thing. It's sort of commonplace now when you're dating that guys just ask you right away, send me a sexy photo. And girls just do it, even in high school age kids. And
well, especially them.
And I think that you don't realize that what happens the second after you send it, the very second he receives it, and who's ever standing next to him, he's showing him the picture.
Not everybody.
Everybody.
Not every guy is going to do that. I mean, I've received plenty of things in my life, and girls assume that I show to my friends. I think some of them even wanted me to, but no, I would never ever do that because that's a total betrayal.
Well, you're like a good guy, but I can't tell you how many of my guy friends. I have a lot of guy friends, and they're like, "Here, look at this. Look at her." They all show it to me. But maybe just because
it's like braggarts. So you guys are
no, but they're not bragging. They're just like, so look what she sent me, and here's the girl.
Absolutely
here's her
bragging.
Naked.
Of course they are.
Not to me though. I'm not impressed by your naked chick. I'm like, she's still such an idiot. She cut her head off at least. That's what I say. I'm not that impressed. They're not trying to impress me by all the women. I'm just saying, people, be careful with your, especially like if you're shooting a movie, whatever, a home video. Like these things get out of hand. I don't know if everyone's like, oh, maybe I'll be as wealthy as Kim Kardashian if I do a really good sex tape, but.
It's so strange how commonplace it is now, because I got two little sisters, and I'll never forget, probably 15 years ago now, I was snooping in my sister's room because I knew she was up to no good, and I was kind of looking for some contraband, right?
Right.
And I came across a letter, I'll never forget. It was from prison. It was a guy that she had gone to school with. She's still in high school at the time.
Okay.
And she had gone to school with this guy. He was in jail, and you can always tell the jail letters because they have lots of artwork on the outside.
Right.
And they spend so much time writing the letters to make them look all pretty, like they're from medieval times or something.
Right, exactly.
And I read the letter. I know that maybe I was going over the top as far as big brotherhood, but she's 5 years younger, and I was worried about her. And at the end of the letter, he was requesting pictures of her in her bathing suit. It's like, so I had to let her know that I was snooping and I found this, and do not send that guy, because they'll be trading your picture around, renting it out for cigarettes.
And there'll be like 16 guys in his cell jacking off to her photo.
And right? I'll never forget that. But nowadays, it's like anyone's asking for that all the time.
We've
come a long way.
And I think that women sometimes feel pressured, like if I don't do it, he's just going to move on to someone else, so I better comply. But I think that you're classier if you don't. You're the classier chick that isn't going
to
do it.
Plus, guys always want what they can't have. So
exactly.
If you don't give it to them, they're going to continue to come at you and try to see it in real life.
Right.
Or, you know.
Exactly. Wait till he sees it in real life. Wait till you're like in a committed relationship. You know, don't do it as foreplay early on, and don't send me dick pics to Facebook, because who knows what could happen. Facebook might shut me down again if they read my messages. I just wanted to say
fuck those people, by the way.
I know, exactly.
It angers me a lot. I mean, your show is... A lot of things.
Classy.
It's not anti-religious, other than the fact that, like, you know, maybe you allow talk about premarital sex. But other than that, everyone settle down.
No, exactly. They have to relax. Well, the thing is, on our Facebook page, there's never any nudity. I mean, the thing about Facebook is they do have very strict guidelines. Like, you can't have a woman breastfeeding. You can't have any nudity. And I get that. But we don't do that. We're talking about, like, orgasms and how to have better sex.
Yeah, your show's like a service, and it helps people.
Exactly. That's what I don't understand. So,
Fuck them.
So, like my page and follow me on Twitter and all. Oh, and Wednesdays at 12:30 to 1 Pacific Standard Time, I answer all your questions on Twitter at Sex with Emily. And then also, there is a survey people can rate, they can do, right?
Oh, yeah, Podcast One.
Podcast One is a great way to listen to my podcast and Anderson's podcast, The Film Vault.
The Film Vault's on the old Podcast One over there.
And so, we love hearing from you. And so, send your tweets and comments. They read all of them at Podcast One. Don't miss a chance to take their very important listener survey at podcastone.com. Your responses will help us to make the show the very best it can be. It takes 3 minutes of your time. You'll get the instant gratification with knowing that you helped us out. You can tell us how you really feel about the show and help us to get to know you better. Do it now. Take the survey, podcastone.com, and keep those tweets coming and all that stuff. So support them. And then one more Facebook thing, and then we're moving on, because we've got some great stuff here. Is the Bocce... selfie contest. So they're the lingerie company. It's hashtag selfie contest. Go to facebook.com/bocce brand. That's BACI. And you can go on a $500 shopping spree. And all you have to do is take a picture of yourself in sexy lingerie and post it on there. And $500 with their... No, but not... Is that funny?
You just finished saying...
In everyday
that.
Work gear. Not naked. So I did it wearing a skirt and little thigh highs. But I little... Okay, you're right. That just came across so wrong.
No, but there's no nips.
No. No nipples, no vagina.
These pictures could be posted on Facebook and you want to get shut down.
The point is, they want to show Bocce. They make really reasonably priced lingerie, but they want to show that you can wear it every day. So it's like you can get a pair of knee highs and just, you can see it's sexy, cute photos. It's not.
Your assistant, Lauren.
Yes.
She was wearing that outfit a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Was that from Bocce?
It was, I think.
That was killing me. I'm a married man. I didn't need to see that.
I know.
It was hard to look at.
It was high thigh highs?
Yes. With a little skirt. So like just there's just that one part of the thigh that was invisible.
I should tell her not to do that. But you liked it. It made your
night. It was pretty great.
Well, there's some pictures of her on there. And Madison, did you take any pictures yet?
Yes, I did.
There's a sexy picture of Matt and me. But they're not. Okay. So I saw, you're going to be like, Emily, no, these are not too sexy. They're just fun. So if you want to win $500, do that. Go there. Check them out. Vote. Buy some pictures of you. And stuff.
How do you become the winner?
They pick the winner by the votes. You can vote on the pictures.
Do you think a nip slip will help?
No nip slips. And we don't want these to be dirty. We just want to show that. Okay, here's the thing about lingerie. I have a problem with it because I like buying nice lingerie, like sexy bras and underwear for my partner. I don't wear them and post them on the internet, but except for just the bottom down and these botchy things. But what I'm saying is I feel like men don't appreciate it at all. Like
No.
So I feel like it's really for me. Like, I feel sexier when I know that I'm wearing something new and sexy, and some guys are just
it's totally for you guys.
Just want to get the clothes off. But don't you ever notice a woman when she's wearing lingerie and you're like, oh, that's kind of sexy?
No. In fact, I've gotten a few of the only fights I've ever gotten in with my wife because I didn't notice the lingerie.
See?
So she doesn't do it anymore at all.
Well, this is the point of the whole contest, is that I feel sexy when I feel good. I feel confident. I don't give a shit what anyone else thinks. That's a point. See?
It's like a guy, a businessman wearing a suit.
I think
you guys
that's
wear
hot,
your lingerie.
Though. No, but when a man in a suit makes me crazy.
But it gives him confidence, too. Like
exactly.
He can do more evil things to the other guy.
Right. It's true.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. So, or go buy your girlfriend some lingerie. And even if you're not going to pay attention to it, she'll feel good about it. Because a lot of women have insecurities. Okay. So we've also got some sex in the news, which is interesting, about penises. So
do they come off?
There's a what?
Do they come off in this news story?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, it has a happy ending.
Good one.
This is the man with no penis. Leave it to a man with no penis to school the internet on sexual intimacy. That's what happened when a man who allegedly lost part of his genitals in a childhood accident, he lost his penis. So it got slammed in the door. He was trying to close the bathroom door with his friends. He was like fooling around when he was 12. And he put his erect member through a door crack to tease his buddies. And one of them, his code name on Reddit is Penis in Door. Unfamiliar with the basic laws of physics, slammed it shut. After a trip to the hospital, he was left with just a stump. Fully intact testicle and a rerouted urethral opening. He provides photographic evidence if you're interested. The 30-something, though, he's 30 now. Look at your face. I know, right? No penis.
I don't think you guys understand the pain.
I know. I but it has a happy ending. No, I can imagine. The trauma. Major trauma throughout
your
life.
I just hope it wasn't erect, because that would make it even
worse. It was erect. He stuck his
erect. What is his wiener doing out with his friends when he's 12 in a door? Maybe this is God saying, let's make sure that you don't
do
this to other people later.
Yeah, guys, hide your erect. But doesn't Mike Cathcart always talk about, like, jacking
Mike is not. Yeah.
You're right. He's not normal. okay. So he said he's fully capable of orgasm and ejaculation. And no, the absence of a penis does not prevent him from having sex with his girlfriend. But the next part is the most surprising. How, you know, because you're like, how can you have sex without a penis? And he gives really good sex advice.
He's got a stump, though.
He's a stump. I'm surprised his name's not like Stumpy, Penis and Door. I have part of my shaft under there, which still has nerve endings. Use your imagination for the rest. And he wrote, any loving couple can be intimate. Those just might be two of the best sex tips around. Number one, use your imagination. And number two, any loving couple can be intimate. So sit with that. Think about it. I mean, everyone's trying to figure out how to be good at sex and to figure out, like, the right moves to do. But it's just, it's simpler than that. It just means that, you know, you can try anything to get to give sexual pleasure to your partner. So you can, you know, he does things to her that makes her feel good, obviously, and he can still have enjoyable sex. He knows how to please her. I mean, there's people who have no feeling in their body who have great sex.
Christopher Reeve used to get it on before
exactly. He
passed.
So
it's all in your mind, man.
If you love your couple, if you're in a loving relationship, you can figure out a way to have good sex and to be intimate.
I wonder if he gets phantom erections.
I don't know.
You know how people missing limbs have phantom pain?
Exactly. He might get a phantom erection.
Mm. People do get phantom erections, actually, when they're missing their, you know, appendage.
Exactly.
They think it's
hard, and it feels like it's hard, but they look down and just nothing. Limp,
yeah,
brutal.
So sad.
I wonder if his house that he lives in now, just no doors. Just had them all removed.
Oh, my God. Really? I'd be afraid of everything.
Can you imagine if you had a kid? Just trauma. Keep your dick away from that, son.
I can't believe that. But I can't believe that it was so fatal. Like, it was not fatal for his penis.
I'm just so glad that I was not there, because I've seen a lot of horrible things. But that may be one of the worst things. Imagine your friend just sitting there screaming with his erect dong in the crack.
Trauma for everyone.
And then you got to open the door. Oh, geez.
Oh, my God. And the penis just, like, fell out. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But here's the thing. The bottom line is that he shows that sexual pleasure and intimacy are way bigger than any dick could ever be. So don't worry about your penis size. Relatedly, a study just came out that finds lesbians and men of all sexual orientations experience more orgasms than heterosexual women.
I believe that.
So lesbians, yeah. I mean, I don't think we really needed science to tell us that. But they're more emotionally, they're more connected, they're communicating to have more orgasms.
They each have the
vaginas.
Same parts.
We can have multiples.
They can trib. which is always good.
Right.
What's tribbing?
And so
tribbing, it's the best.
What'd you say? Trimming?
Tribbing. Tribbing.
What's that?
It's where the vaginas kiss.
Oh, like scissoring.
Oh.
It's like scissoring, but it's more like detailed scissoring. That's actually what. Yeah, it's like the little kisses.
Yeah, exactly. So that just shows that penis and vagina sex, it's just one kind of sex and not necessarily the most satisfying kind of sex.
I might get in trouble for saying this, but I can say it, and it's not you saying it. But also maybe because the old lesbians over there have a little more testosterone, possibly, maybe.
You know, not all lesbians do have the testosterone that you
some
think
do.
They do.
Right?
But that doesn't mean that they do. Some do. Some
enough
definitely
to tip
do.
The scales in this study?
I don't know. I mean, I think that women with another woman knows how to please her and knows – it's not that they have more of a sex drive, because you've also heard of lesbian bed death syndrome, right?
Yeah, they get really angry about that too, though.
When I say that?
No, when anyone says it. I mean, I've heard them scream at Drew over the years. But, I mean, studies show that after like usually 6 months or so
– yeah.
Bed death.
Well, haven't you heard the joke, like what does a lesbian bring on the second date? A what? U-Haul? Because they move in and they move it very fast. I'm kidding. This is my cousin's lesbian wedding. I was talking about I talk about lesbian. This is. I love lesbians. I mean, in a sense, offensive. It's not. But they move quickly. They can. Many can.
I had like 7 lesbians at my wedding, I think.
You did?
7. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't mean like I have a lesbian friend.
They all had a lot of testosterone.
Yeah, but that's a good point. But I also think that women just, you know how to please each other. We can have lots of.
Probably what it is. It's the male.
But yeah, there's, you know, I mean, all the stuff going on.
The common parts.
Okay, the next story is a man. This is just hilarious. So this will make you feel better. There's no penis loss here. He doesn't get any action. A man calls the police to complain that a stripper wouldn't have sex with him.
So,
53-year-old William was arrested. William McDaniel was arrested Saturday night after he allegedly called police to complain that a stripper would not have sex with him. McDaniel has been visiting Sagebrush Sam's in Butte, Montana, where police say he gave a woman $350 for a private dance. The dance ended abruptly because he became sexually aggressive towards a dancer, and unhappy that his advances were denied, the man allegedly called 911 to inform authorities that the woman would not have sex with him. Authorities responded by arresting him because it is illegal.
He's going
to
get some
sex
now.
Exactly, right? It's illegal to solicit prostitution, and so he was put in jail.
This guy's an amateur. If he thinks a lap dance is automatic
sex.
But
why would you call the police? I paid you. Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. He was probably drunk.
He's probably hammered.
That's the thing.
In Butte.
So I just want in Butte. What else are you going to do in Butte except for try to get laid, I guess?
What was the name of that place? Sagebrush? I love going to little strip joints when I'm out of town in strange little places. I love it.
Do you go to strip joints?
Only when I'm out of town.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they're open late, and one of the only places like usually open past 2 a.m. Plus, I'm not going to run into anyone I know, and I just love to watch all the interaction that goes on.
Do you get turned on?
No.
You just like watching them.
Every now and again, like a really attractive girl will go up, and it's like, oh, wow, she's really – and I get to see her naked in a minute. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool if you're
good.
But it's not your thing.
Like Mary's in Portland is one of my favorite places I've ever been.
Really?
The hottest stripper there by far had a C-section. Yeah, it's one of those places. A lot of them, I had no hair at all. They're bald up top. I just shaved their heads.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a dicey place.
Right?
Dicey.
That is dicey. But there was a super hot, or that was that
No,
hot
there
too.
Was no hot ones. So.
Okay, I thought you said there was a hot one.
It might have changed. It's been a number of years, Mary's.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
I've had my share of strip clubs. It's not my, you know, I've had moments where I'm like, God, I should have been a stripper. Like, I could see myself having fun with that. When I was younger, instead of being a waitress in my 20s, I made a lot more money.
You wouldn't be the same person, though, at all.
I know.
First of all, you have no time for men. You'd be so sick and
tired. I still have no time for men. You're right. I would hate men.
You would dislike them, though.
I would dislike men. I'd have, like, serious, yeah.
You and I wouldn't get along.
No, I've never a stripper. I've actually done, like, all the, you know, like, waitress and cocktail waitress and worked at shoe stores and stuff like that. And okay, so we've got some emails, but first we should say a little word here from our sponsors who help keep the show free. Because I know you all love that, right?
What do you got?
I'm not charging
you.
I've got good vibes. Goodvibes.com. So here's the deal. I talk about sex toys a lot on the show, as you know, and I only trust goodvibes.com because they have the best toys. They're all body safe materials, and I can promise you that I would never recommend something I haven't tried or someone who works with me hasn't tried. I've probably tried most of them, and they're just the best of the best. So if you go to my website, sexatemily.com, and you click on the Good Vibes banner, you can see my store there. You can get the Vibratex Dahlia, which Madison still has to try out. It's kind of like a rabbit vibe, but it has a little twist to it, a little clitoral and internal stimulation. You can also use coupon code Emily. You can get the strongest, most orgasmic vibrator of all time, the Magic Wand. which I love. Go to my site, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Good Vibes banner to see my favorite toys because, you know, I've tried them all. I would never steer you wrong. And also, speaking of earlier, I was talking about my candles. It's friggin' hot out. It's summer. And if you've ever not felt so fresh by the end of the day and you might want to have some action, Down Under Comfort, we know, is the best thing to use. It is our hero product. Oh, and Men's Health just voted it as top 10 products you didn't know you need until you bought it.
That's the best way to put it.
But that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, you don't know that you're missing it until you have it.
Right.
And it's like, oh, this is great.
So, I mean, I got to explain that it can be used anywhere on your body or sweat for men and for women. It prevents sweat stains, chafing, and then not so fresh feeling. And so between your legs and lower back, boob sweat, you just don't sweat. And it's a cream to a powder vegan formula that just keeps you fresh and dry. It turns a little powder, but it's not messy, and you'll love it. And I can tell you that it will keep your intimates fresh and dry, and you're ready for action. Down Under Comfort, go to emilyandtony.com, use coupon code Emily. That's emilyandtony.com, use code Emily for 20% off Down Under Comfort. Do it now.
You got any more? I want some more.
Oh, yeah, I have so much. Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just ask me? People don't. You guys
I'm
are
asking you right now.
Okay, Madison, we make a note. We'll bring him some.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone here is like, do you mind? And then someone, I think it was Rune, who just walked in, lied to me one day that he needed a candle or something for someone, but it was really for, like, Lindsay, who didn't want to ask me. And I'm like, people, we all work together. Just ask me for a freaking if you
hey,
want
I got
it.
A quick question for you. You're just talking about good
Hi,
vibes.
Rune. I owe you an email. Yeah.
All right. You should probably talk about all that off air.
Go ahead.
Much better. what was I going to say? Oh, your sex toys that you try. You're constantly trying out sex toys. What do you keep them?
You know, I do keep them. I actually need
Smart
to clean
move.
Out my... Why?
Because if you ever get like really down on your luck, you lose your voice, you can't do the show anymore, you could probably sell those online as used Sex with Emily sex toys and make a nice little nest egg.
Really? You think people would buy them?
Oh, I'm sure
I mean,
they would.
I always say to like my assistants, I'm like, listen, I've used this once. It's cleaned. It's sterile if you do want it. But I don't know if I would sell you. I think that's like a legal problem.
Wait a minute. You give your assistants...
I haven't yet, but I always say, like, there's these ones that, like...
Secondhand sex
toys. I have
toys.
Some that I've never even used. They're just open. That's what I mean. Not that I've
sure.
used. But if I've used it once and they're, like, a $500 vibrator, $200...
Wait a minute. A $500 vibrator?
$250.
Are those the kind that come from comet dust or something?
Exactly. They're gold plated.
They're Swarovski crystals.
But I do have a lot, and I need to start cleaning out my drawer because I actually just have a few that I really like lately.
You could sell them in Japan alone. You know that they have those vending machines
used
with used
oh,
panties.
Oh, I do know that. Oh, they
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Okay, so I should go to Japan and sell all my used toys.
Yeah, you can do it online. You can stay here.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go to Japan.
You travel to Japan. What are you from
no,
the 50s?
No, but I've got hundreds. I've got storage of the used ones in my garage. I've got it in my house. I don't have that much room, the whole thing. But, yeah, good point. Thank
we got to do a video.
We need another
that.
Revenue stream.
We need do, to do,
do
a video.
Will you come shoot it because
yeah,
you're a filmmaker?
We got to make up some kind
I
of.
I keep talking about this, doing like my garage with all the toys and the things.
I want to like do some kind of Twilight Zone thing where they come after you.
My toys? They yes. come to life?
Yeah, like Maximum Overdrive where they come to life.
Yeah.
They're chasing you.
But you know what's so funny? I do have times where I'm like, okay, this weekend I'm going to try out all these toys. And every outlet in my house, like if you walked in my house and you didn't know me, there was just things charging out of every. Like I've got the power strips and there'll be like 5 in 1 and 5 in the other in every room in the house. Charging
you still
the
got the same Russian landlord?
I do. And I went to a oh my God, that time when he came in.
Electricity, very expensive.
He's never been in. Oh, he gets mad at me for electricity. I went
I
out
bet.
Of town and left the air conditioning on. He wasn't happy. But then all these toys were plugged in and then I had that pile of toys that he had to step over. But I thought he hated me. But then I went to his son's birthday. You know what? I think they listened to the show. Because
no.
the son was saying, who's my landlord? Who's actually my direct landlord that his dad lives next door. He was like, oh, I get your newsletter. And he was telling his friend to sign up for it. And I just assumed we had this kind of like, we don't talk, don't ask, don't tell. But he like reads my, so he might listen to the show too and know that I talked about his dad.
That's the worst.
Love them.
I always think that people like listen to stuff that I say and I get really, really paranoid.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I do too, but
you can't censor yourself. Fuck it.
I don't, dude.
Hey, Russian landlord, if you're listening, how are
me,
you?
I love my landlord. I don't ever want to move, by
not
the way.
What you said last time.
I loved him. I just felt bad that he had to see the stuff. Okay, let's move into some emails. Thank you, everybody, for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Dear Emily, my husband has lost some weight. He's generally a big guy, and I'm pretty small. And after losing weight, when we have sex, I feel like his penis is too long. It's hurting a bit. As if he can't fully enter me. Is there something I can do to stop the pain or help my poor insides? Any advice would help. I don't know who else I can ask. Thank you, Desiree. The thing that's interesting about this is that he lost weight and now it feels bigger to you. And is it because his stomach maybe was sticking and he wasn't able to push it in as deep is what
Yeah, you grow when you lose weight, for sure.
Yeah.
And Drew's in my ear because he's listening as well, not to throw you off, but he's in New York.
Is he listening to my show?
Yes, and he's in my ear.
Drew, would you like to tell him this?
Here, I'll put him on. But he's telling you what I was going to tell you, which is, go ahead, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
The love grommet.
The love, tell me about this. It's just this Dr. Drupinski.
Something invented back, we were on MTV. Adam Carolla invented these kinds of complaints, and he invented this sort of grommet that slipped over the penis, maybe with a little spring action. That would sort of reduce the length and then give something to springboard against. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, but this guy lost weight.
Well, his fupa's gone.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and so his apron, his panis, is no longer there to provide
the cushioning.
The, let's say the grass around the mailbox now has been cut down.
Right.
Right. So the mailbox looks a little, or is a little taller relative to the surface of the grass.
Well, so that's another good news about losing weight. Is this going to happen to, you'd think that every guy would be like walking around real thin who's worried about their penis size.
Well,
the irony is that so many guys are fat because they're depressed because they have small penises.
I know, but they should just lose weight.
Yeah, the penis.
That would be an incentive.
Me,
he is.
Anderson, so take
let's
me
put him on as well.
Hi,
Max. Okay.
All right.
Bye, buddy. Drew. Thanks, Drew. That was Dr. Drew, so he's confirming that it happens. I love that. He's just like, boom. But here's the thing is that, Desiree, it is common that a lot of women do have pain from having sex with a larger penis. So sometimes deep penetration can feel amazing, but those large and in charge men don't always know the right angle or position to make women feel good. So the most important thing to do is to make sure that you have a lot of time and you spend a lot of time in foreplay getting warmed up. Because the more turned on you are and the more lubricated you are, the easier it will be regardless of the position. So that goes for all sex, no matter the size. Use lots of lube. I cannot tell you enough that I think there should be a lube on every nightstand in the world.
That's your goal in life.
It is my goal in life because people think there's a stigma. She's dry. There's discomfort. Oh, better bring out the lube from in the bottom of my nightstand. No. It enhances your sex life.
It should be right next to the Bible in every
hotel. It should be next to the Bible. Yeah. You know what? That's a good friggin' idea.
The people next to you in your office, it's their goal to save every soul. And yours is to
we
get lube on
every... porn in their office.
We should.
Oh,
Bible
absolutely
people.
Should.
They probably
Bible
need
porn.
It.
Just light right, some lube up outside.
Is there Bible porn? We're there must be. Far. There's everything else. Okay, so if he's larger, again, you need lots of lubricant and position. There's some positions that are best. Shallow thrusting is the best. That way his penis won't hit your cervix, which can be extremely painful. So I recommend the G-spot. You know, it's located only a few inches inside the vagina on the upper wall. So the positions that use the tip of the penis to stimulate the G-spot will feel amazing with a larger penis. And it's excellent for G-spot stimulation. So you can try having him on his knees while you're on one side and make sure he thrusts lightly as to not go too deep. So the thing is, Desiree, you have to stay in control here of the motion and the pressure and the speed.
Did she say if she told him or not?
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't because all these married people email me and they're like, I've been married for 62 years and I want to know if my wife has ever had an orgasm. I'm like, have you ever talked? No. No one talks to their partner.
Desiree needs to first tell him because it'll make the newly skinny man very proud of himself.
Right.
Any man who thinks he's hurting his wife with his a massive dong
will
be very
happy.
We're
going to start a diet revolution. Yeah, exactly.
And B, once he knows, you don't have to go all the way. You don't have to jackhammer ever. I mean,
no.
All you need to do is like halfway and you're good.
Halfway
just
is good.
Just be gentle. She's probably going to like it much more
but
if you're gentle
anyways.
Guys are
so used to the got to go deeper, got to get it all in.
But I don't think that it's any more pleasurable for us to go. Oh, I hate that word pleasurable.
Why?
Ugh. I don't know. It just sounds so 70s. But I don't think that
groovy.
It doesn't do anything more for us to thrust all the way. I think that we just feel
it's
like that's
porn.
The right thing to do.
That's what men think is right. So spooning inversion with the man on his side and the woman on her back is another extremely intimate pose and sweet pose where
How's
you can
that work?
Also control. It's like it's the spooning position. Don't
her legs in the air.
No, like don't you ever spoon with you?
Yeah,
cuddle?
But she said she's on her back and he's on his side. That gives me
no,
thigh.
But they're both on the side. Oh, yeah, the woman is the back. Yeah, okay. The spooning inversion with the man on his side and the woman on her back is extremely intimate. Both partners can cuddle closely as the angle of this position puts pressure in all the right places for both parties without discomfort. So she's on her back and he's kind of spooning her and slides over and
I'm sure there's pictures in your book.
There is pictures in my book. It's kind of hard to explain it. But also spooning, just the spooning sex. Do you do that? I feel like a lot of guys like that
sex.
In the morning. You don't do spooning, do you?
I don't do sex.
You don't talk about sex.
That's right.
Well, that's our next topic is couples don't have sex, so you'll fit right in. Also, try a woman on top. This is what I always tell women with a man with a large penis. If you want to be on top because this way you can control the depth penetration.
She's in control, yeah. As long as she doesn't slip.
But don't
as long as she
let him pound
quad
you.
Muscles.
Exactly. Don't let him pound you. Use lots of lube. And again, you can also Use a vibrator if you need extra stimulation. Steer clear of doggy style. That is likely to cause the most pain unless he can control himself and not thrust too hard. Yeah. And I also wrote about this for Glamour. I have a new column for Glamour.com, Glamour magazine. And on Sundays, I give a Sunday sex tip.
That's the magazine that George Costanza got caught beating off to by his mom and on Seinfeld.
Really? Glamour?
Yeah.
Hilarious. I love it. I did not know that. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm in a relationship over a year now. I'm 31. He's 35. I love him to bits and want to please him as much as possible. He loves BJs and anal, but I have never been able to finish him off as his penis is quite big. This is another large penis one. This is the first time in my life where I feel sexually confident in myself and want this to be the best he's ever had. Any ideas how I could overcome this big matter? Excuse the pun. Also, it would be my first time trying anal sex and worried that it might cause damage in the future. I'm glad that you are having this new sexual confidence, and I'm just going to give you the same advice about it, about read my article on Glamour. But as far as oral sex goes, put your hands into the equation. If he's larger, you don't have to do the whole deep throat thing. You just make sure that it's very wet. Use both hands and you know, use your mouth. So use your mouth to work the use your hands to work the shaft and use your mouth. And the combination of sensations should feel amazing. But also ask for his input. You can also finish him off with lots of lube, just your mouth at the tip, and give him kind of like a hand job oral sex thing. With anal sex, please, please proceed with caution, as you always, always should. You want to make sure that you are lubed and prepped and ready, because unlike the vagina, the skin in your anal area is dry and thin, and it can really tear. It can tear from a large
dry penis. Dry and thin?
Yeah, it is. So if you're determined, you got to warm up with a lot of foreplay, and when I say a lot, I'm just going to keep saying it, a lot. Use lots of lube. Go slow, very, very slow. And he should just start with his finger at first. If you've never had anything in there, use a finger. And try a variety of positions to see what feels best and make sure that you're very relaxed and that you breathe.
And stick up for yourself.
Yeah, if you don't want it, don't do it. But breathe, breathe, deep.
Why is this guy so deep into to oral and anal?
It's her new boyfriend.
It's a nice treat. And her new boyfriend, exactly. He should work his way into that.
He should. And don't do it if you don't want to. She's emailing because she wants to. She wanted tips. But don't let him force it.
She sounds like a pleaser.
Yeah, but maybe she's feeling like she wants to open up and be more adventurous.
Literally.
But I agree. But don't literally open up. And it is Anal Pleasure Month. So happy Anal Pleasure Month. It's August.
What?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Okay.
They pick August because it's A and it's alliteration there, you think?
Maybe.
Anal August.
It is Anal August. And if you go to goodvibes.com, you can see they're having sale on all their butt plugs. I was going to bring you one of those as well. I'm good. Good to go.
Hey, you have any ones that look like horse sales, though? That's what I'm into.
The one I gave my gather one.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want that one?
Did you really give it to him?
You weren't here.
I don't listen.
You do. It was in the middle of it. It was Christmas.
I wasn't here.
I gave him the most beautiful pony butt plug. I wish I could remember what the name of it is, because they're beautiful. And it's a glass butt plug, and it has a pink pony. It's like My Little Pony.
It's for bronies.
He loved it. It was the best present ever. Okay, so hey, Emily, I'm a big fan of yours, and I think you're really hot, by the way. Thank you. But anyway, I'm moving away for a few months, so I wanted to get my girlfriend a vibrator. She's never used any sex toys before, but she's pretty outgoing sexually. Just wondering if you could recommend one for me. Thanks, Steven. Wow, okay, so I know nothing about your girlfriend, and she's never used sex toys, but she's outgoing sexually. So, well, the first thing I would recommend is there's this great new technology by Oh My Bod. Oh My Bod was the first, like 8 years ago, they came out with this. This is when everyone had an iPod. You could set the vibrator to the sound, to the music on your iPod, and that's how it would vibrate. But now they have these remote control vibrator Oh My Bods that it's a wireless panty vibrator that can be controlled by Bluetooth from your smartphone and connects with Wi-Fi, giving users long-distance control of the multiple vibrating functions. So they're long-distance. He can vibe her. She can wear the panties. He could be 3,000 miles away and use his phone to turn on the vibrator if she's wearing it. How friggin' hot is that?
This is a recipe for disaster.
Why?
Because, you know, there's going to be, like, cross things, like how she's going to get some other frequency by mistake of some kind of, like, R&B station, and it's just going to go hog wild in her panties.
That'd be awesome. What if his music wasn't right?
Like, she's going to get, like, some hardcore techno or punk rock station, like 120 beats per minute.
This would be, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I don't think, like, music playing too fast on a vibe. In fact, my biggest problem is that, like, some of the songs are too slow. I'm like, just give me some hardcore music. But also, if she... I mean, a great starter toy is always a bullet vibrator, a clitoral vibrator. I don't know how she orgasms, but that's always a great gift. My new obsession is the Wii Vibe. I think it's the Tenga. It's called T-E-N-G-A vibrator. It's the strongest bullet I've ever experienced in my life. Rechargeable. It's
not for use in the car.
Up there with the magic wand. Oh, not in the car?
Not for use in the car. No. So if it's the strongest one you've ever had.
It's the best bullet. Bullets are just great because you can use them during intercourse. You can use them. But if she wants to use some G-spot, I mean, I think a great starter one. This would be a fun, like, you're going away gift. The blue, it's called the Blue Motion Bluetooth Remote Vibrator from Oh My Bod. And you can also get that at goodvibes.com. But also, just, you could get her like a little kit too from Good Vibes. You can get her like a little sex kit with like bubble bath and like little vibrators, and she can try out different things and see what she likes.
A little going away. Gave her a back scratcher as well.
Exactly. Okay, so we have another email that we're going to answer because we've got some time here, right?
How many emails you get, Em?
100 a day? A week?
A day. Let's go by day.
I think we probably got 30 on Facebook today, maybe 50. I don't know. And then feedback emails at Sex with Emily, I probably get 30 to 50 a day.
And you go through all of those, right?
Yeah,
I read every single one.
I do.
That's good.
Yeah, we all do. We go through them. I try to answer them all. You know, I can't get to all of them. And also a lot of them we just answer them and say, hey, listen to the show or check this out. I want to advise people and help them.
And who picks the ones that you bring onto the show? Not to put you on the spot, but.
Madison, my intern, or Lauren, my assistant, picks ones that are kind of, sometimes we try to find some that are similar, like the two penis ones. And also sometimes we try to find some that are just like couple, like this show is going to be, but it's kind of all mixed in now, but couples who are having a hard time with their sex life.
Right.
But really it's just a variety. I pretty much like to have a variety on the show, and I pick ones that, no, are relevant. I mean, if people are just asking me something crazy out there, whatever. But I usually answer everything. I do.
So after this email, Madison, I'm going to ask you to think about it. Well, Emily's doing this next email. I would like to hear the most fucked up one you've read since you've been with her. Emily, you can weigh in as well.
I'll think about it.
You think about it.
Wow. That's a really good question.
I'm excited.
Okay.
You better deliver.
I know. Okay, this one's really long. Should we answer this
one? You should have your assistants edit it.
I'll answer. She did edit it.
There's one under it.
I know, but believe that one? Okay. This is a good one. Dear Emily, I'm 21. My boyfriend is 36.
Yikers.
I'm his first girlfriend and first everything else. You're his first girlfriend? We've been together for a year and a half and have tried to have sex, but he can't seem to keep it up. When it comes to anything else sexual, he's great at it. I'm not sure if it's the pressure of it, but we were very comfortable with each other. We're very comfortable. He says he doesn't know why it happens. I love sex and can be a freak in the sheets, and I want to be able to share that with him. Any ideas to maybe ease his mind or why he may not be able to stay hard? Thanks, Emily. Her name is Emily as well. Okay, Emily, does he drink, take medication? Is there anything that he's on? Do you know? Does he smoke a lot of pot? That could be a problem. He's 36. He's never had sex
before
either.
He's a 36-year-old virgin, or he was before her.
He's a 36-year-old virgin, so he's been
masturbating. Does he have a basement? And does he have a freezer? And you should check it for bodies.
Well, I mean, I don't even know where to start here, because I just want to say you're 21 and he's 36. Like, that's such a huge age difference at your age. And the fact that he's never had sex before and picked you at 21, I'm just wondering how healthy this relationship is. To me, like,
where do they meet?
I don't even know. See, that's the thing about the emails. That's why the calling on Loveline is so nice, because you can be like, wait, break this down.
Yeah,
for
I'm
me.
Picturing him being like an idiot savant, like working on computer stuff, making lots of money, meeting at a strip joint, or maybe hiring her, and then it's his first ever, so that the relationship continues.
Yeah, this isn't a good one. I mean, he can't stay hard, and I mean, what can he do? He can practice with the stop-start method, with masturbating, just to learn to control, to stay harder longer. But a lot of guys just have erectile dysfunction. He should go talk to his doctor and get checked out.
And I'm judging here, but if he's 36 and he's still a virgin, there's something psychological going wrong.
There's a lot
more. Something upstairs that's happening.
Right. So before I even give you advice, I mean, I don't think that's... Yeah, he's for his entire life, so let's say 20 years since he started masturbating, he's probably been jacking off a certain way. He's never had sex.
20 years.
He could be very anxious about it. That's true. There could be a lot of other things, but I'm just concerned about, does your mom know you're dating this guy who's 36-year-old and lives in the basement? But
no, that's where he hides the bodies, the basement.
Exactly.
I don't think he lives
guys
in
guys do experience this a lot with their penises going hard, going soft. I mean, you could take Viagra, but I don't even want to go there with this, because it's not really your job. You don't want to be in your first... I don't know if this is your first relationship, but this serious relationship and the age difference, and then he's got penis issues, and I just think they got to end this one.
Yeah, he cares. Call Loveline.
Call Loveline. We'll answer you.
On a Thursday night, so you can talk to Em.
But really, if someone does have this problem where they can't stay hard, that is very common for men, erectile dysfunction, first thing you should always do is rule out any kind of medical conditions.
Heart disease.
Go to your doctor, heart disease, you're taking any pills, medication, you know, antidepressants, anything like that. You could check that out. and do that first. I'm not even going to go into her situation here. So
that was a pretty fucked up one, but you got one more.
I do. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know, but I feel like, okay.
What's happening? There's people whispering.
Well, this
off
one my... asked, this guy asked about a fleshlight, so I feel like it's going to be like I'm trying to, but this guy actually asked about the fleshlight, so I'm like, oh, people are going to think I'm just talking about like toys all the time, but it's a good question.
Well,
so
it's a sex show. You should be talking about toys.
I know, but people sometimes are like, oh, you're okay. Hey, Emily, been following your page for a while, and this was from Facebook, and just started listening to the podcast. Perfect length for a car trip to or from work. Looks like I have some catching up to do. You recently posted about the fleshlight. My wife and I are looking for ways to not so much increase my stamina, but more so to increase my abilities for quick repeat performance. I like the idea of a toy that's focused on the guy for a change, too. As a couple, would you recommend the ice version or the stamina version? Thanks, and keep up the good work, James. Okay, so here's the thing is, the older that you are, did he say how old he is?
Did you want to say the last name?
No,
asking
but
about
I
the
shouldn't
old...
have said, no, let's cut that out.
Yeah. The old fleshlight there?
No. So here's the thing. The older you are, it is harder for the repeat performance. I don't know about you, Anderson, but when you were like in your 20s, couldn't you like your refractory period was a lot less, like you could get hard again?
Yeah, every year it gets longer.
Right? So the older you get, it's harder. And actually, we've been doing
it takes
a lot
me at least 20 minutes now.
Come on. If you go again. Yeah. So the older you are, it's harder for repeat performance. In your 20s, a lot of guys can have sex multiple times, experience multiple orgasms. But as you get older, it's called kind of like single bullet sex. You just got one bullet, you get it out, and you're done. So if you want to make it count, you want to make it last. And that's why the fleshlight created the stamina training unit. So you use like the stop-start method where you put it on your penis and you go, you know, you to the point. It's ejaculation.
It's like going to the gym.
It's like going to the gym. Yeah. It is. You know, your PC muscles and your penis, all those muscles, you need to work them out just like everything else.
I wonder how the wife would feel about that. I'm going off to the gym, honey, and she like goes in the garage. I'm just sitting in the car with the fleshlight.
Well, it's important. You got to work out every muscle.
It's a gym.
You want to have a thorough workout. So the fleshlight stamina unit can help you just control those muscles so you can last longer in bed. It's not necessarily going to help you with your refractory period, although doing Kegel exercises can also help you. I always say to use my iPhone app, Kegel Camp. It reminds you every day to do them. So I would say the stamina training unit, and also if you want to stay harder longer, you can try Promescent. It's a delay spray, helps you last longer. But I would say he wants to know the ice. I'd say just go for the stamina training unit because that's what it's about.
What is the ice one? You.
The ice one is a lightweight. There's so many different versions of the flashlights. It's more lightweight and sleek looking, I think. But the stamina training.
So it
training
looks
is,
cooler?
Yeah. Doesn't it's lightweight?
It's like clear and
it's
like
clear
and frosted looking.
Yeah.
Is that for like when you're traveling and TSA
yeah.
is going to mm-hmm. take it out, you want to make sure you have the good looking one?
That's the flight. The flight is the
oh,
one
that's
that
the
you
flight.
Can get past TSA with not even a glance.
So what? Which one is the ice is the...
The ice, it literally just looks like a bigger... The inside is the same as the flight and it's clear. So you can... I guess it's for guys who want to see their penis going in.
Yes,
something.
They
want to
see their penis going in and out, which men love watching that.
Yeah.
During
into
sex?
Plastic?
Yeah.
I mean...
I can understand if it's
here's
biological,
the thing about
but
the flesh
you want to see it going into plastic.
Yeah, you do.
No judgment.
All right. Some guys want to see it, but it's rubber, and you want to see your penis. You know, I don't know what men want to think about during sleep. Maybe some guys want to watch their penis going in and out. But the thing about the fleshlight is that it's great just as the number one selling sex toy for men because it's probably the only one, but the only one that does it right. They've been doing it for a long time, and it actually – every guy I've given it to, like straight men, even men in relationships, married, gay, straight, single, all different ages – have like loved. No one said they hated it. Let's just put it that way. Every guy I know like freaks out and loves it. And I think that there might be a stigma attached to it. Like, why should I need it? My hand is fine. Like a lot of them do look like porn stars. You don't have to get the porn star vagina. You can get the flight or the ice or whatever.
My boyfriend loves his.
Yeah. Oh my God, Madison, your boyfriend. Yeah. Tell that story.
I'm going to do a full review, but honestly, my boyfriend is like,
she's 24.
Yeah.
Check
it. He's so happy because he's way more sexual than I am. Like, I'm, you know, I have long days. I get tired. I'm not a machine. I'm not a sex robot. But he is. He can just go and go and go.
He's 24.
So, I mean, he's even younger right. than I am. He's 21. So
oh,
he's,
Jesus. I didn't know this.
I
okay.
know. So he's in his prime. So on those nights where he's, like, all horny, he's, like, trying to poke me with it, I'm literally just like, go get the fleshlight, baby. And then I just go back to sleep.
And you don't care.
And then, yeah, or I'll be like, go take a long shower, quote, unquote. And he'll take it in the shower and come back and be totally fine. And then I get to snuggle with him and go to bed.
There you go.
She's describing, like, a
best
well-trained
of,
dog.
I know.
Best of both worlds. Also,
honestly, yeah.
Yeah, also, it kind of makes me a little bit competitive. I was reading someone else's blog. Oh, the guy who invented the fleshlight. He was right. like, you know, I brought
Kevin
one
Smith.
Home and my wife has started wanting to, like, have sex more. And it's because he's sitting there like, oh, my fleshlight's so good. And I'm like, I got to remind him that mine's better. No
right.
matter what, I'm a woman attached to it.
Exactly.
So I can
Would
give
it be
him
offensive
pleasure.
If, like, your boyfriend cut out, like, a picture of Mila Kunis's face and put it on the tip?
You know... knowing what I know, just working, I would be able to, like, appreciate it from, like, an outside perspective, but it would be kind of weird because the whole thing with the fleshlight is it's just a vagina. There's, like, no person. It's not cheating.
Right. Oh, it's like a sex toy.
You just saw the future.
What?
Fleshlight with, like, a hologram that comes out the top.
Oh, it's perfect. You could have sex with Tupac.
Holy hell.
Oh, my God.
And Tupac.
Exactly.
I think we probably cut him out.
I mean, I just want to say that there is... Try it. Go to my website, click on the Fleshlight banner, and check out if you. I mean, the thing is, women, we have a million sex toys, lots of different things we can try for all different parts of our body. We've got nipple clamps. You've got the G-spot, whatever. Why not try the one
dudes
toy?
Dudes have nipple clamps. We have nipple
clamps. That's true. I don't know why. Guys don't typically, straight men that I know don't. Do you like your nipples played with?
Yeah, it's fine.
What do you mean it's fine?
It's good.
Because I feel like most men, it is an erogenous zone. And I think that a lot of guys sort of shy away from that. And they don't realize that actually they could straight men.
It's good if you can get a lady who's willing to tickle the nip. Why not?
Yeah. I've had mixed experiences with men wanting that.
Yeah, I can see how some guys would shy away. Guys are weird. Guys, that makes me gay if you touch
just
my nipple.
Like, or if you prostate play. We just did a show on that this week.
Well, that's a different story.
That doesn't make you gay either. In fact, it's healthy. Yeah. To hear the ass.
Wait, so they actually... Did you say pain in the ass? Did you just say that?
Yeah. No. Did I? Yeah.
M's. You did.
I'm
they
funny.
They actually created a fleshlight that's created to get through airport security. That's a real thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they said, like,
they
hey.
Weren't like, I'm trying to get through airport. Yeah. It looks
that's not
like
how they market it? Light.
No,
oh,
but
okay.
You could. Kind of. It's lightweight. Kind it's of? The flight. It's you can take it with you wherever you go.
It's like
long
the terrorist sex
trip.
Toy.
It is the terrorist sex toy.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic. We just, you know, we just want people to have sex wherever you are on the planet. Take it with you wherever you go.
Fucked up email. What is it?
And the thing is, what fucked up email?
Oh, yeah.
Most fucked up email.
I'll go. Madison.
So I actually think that you guys answered this on the show, but Lauren and I for a while were just kind of like, oh my gosh, what do you even say to that? It was about the guy who is in a relationship with, he says he's in a relationship with an absolutely amazing woman. He turns him on. We both want to avoid having kids, so we only do hand jobs or anal sex. That's all.
That's
they don't
want to
have. They don't want to have kids. So just hand jobs and anal. They don't even. They don't even fuck with blowjobs.
Yeah,
blow
I know.
Jobs are a little bit
there?
Too risky.
What about birth control and condoms? Right.
That's the thing. Is it's like. And then he goes on. And he's like, my problem is that I can't ejaculate in front of her. I'm like, that's your problem.
Okay, you've got bigger problems.
Yeah, you're
than
only
that.
Having anal sex. That's... Someone missed the day where they did sex ed in class and told him about contraceptives, or even the fact that you can apparently get pregnant from anal sex.
Much easier to get.
You
pregnant
can
from
get
anal
pregnant
sex,
from anal sex,
but no one can get pregnant if you can't
oral.
Ejaculate.
Yeah, exactly. He also can't ejaculate. Did we answer him?
You did. I think it was mutual masturbation, and then You said make masturbation part of your sexual routine, and then at the very bottom, because I wrote the notes on this, I go blowjobs, birth control, condoms, anything, anything right. Other than what you're doing right now. But that
plus,
was one.
If you can't ejaculate, who cares?
Oh, and then at the very bottom, also I'm on antidepressants.
Oh, God.
Well,
there you go. I mean, I'm surprised he even wants to have sex.
Yeah. Because
that's going to be a problem, too, everyone. Remember, if you are on any kind of medication, that could have an impact on your sex drive, your desire, all that stuff. So, yeah, that's what we got for you, Anderson.
I just heard recently, actually, a couple of people have somehow gotten pregnant from oral sex. Forget where I heard that.
Pregnant?
I'll look that up. I'll talk about that next time. Yeah. I'll bring
so
you
they got
some
pregnant
facts.
From performing... Or maybe, like, they rubbed his semen and they, like...
Maybe they sneezed right after.
I don't know. Like, I don't understand. Maybe, like, it was still on him and then they had sex afterwards. There's just a semen on his penis.
I don't know.
Or he was touching himself and gave her a little finger action and then... Yeah.
Maybe he had a cup of semen in his hand and just shoved it up inside her when he was finger. I have no idea, but that's interesting, Anderson. You'll have to find out.
I'll do a little research on that later tonight.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, well, thanks, Madison.
Thank
my
you
amazing intern. Thank you, Anderson. You rock. And for listening to the show... This was fun. Everyone, as you know, you can always email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Sex with Emily.
Kids love the Instagram.
They do love the Instagram today. So, everyone, thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes and at sexwithemily.com. And this is just the tip.
So last time we talked about some sex mistakes, and these were a big hit. So what are some other sex mistakes that we didn't cover last time?
guys sometimes get hung up if a woman doesn't get slippery enough for sex and for penetration. They think, oh my God, if she's wet, she's turned on. If she's not, she's not. But the truth is, every woman is different. So you really can't judge the fact that she's wet. I mean, yes, she could get wet and turned on, but other women might be really turned on, but they don't get wet. So don't make assumptions. Even if she has natural lubrication, it can change from day to day as well. So women change on their menstrual cycle. I know talking about periods isn't sexy, but it is true. There are certain times a month where women are wetter than others.
Yeah, and also alcohol, right? If you're like, I definitely recall like women who are really drunk and stuff like that. Not that came when they're really just
last time I day raped. Just kidding.
But like, you know, if you drink a lot, you're dehydrated and stuff. It can be pretty dry down there.
Yeah.
Sahara action.
True, exactly. So that's why I always say use lubricant. Use emilyandtony.com lubricant, actually.
I just put a little spit on it.
No, I'm serious, though. The lubricant, actually, most women report that using lubricant during sex is more enjoyable. 70% of women said that using a lubricant during sex enhanced their experience, even if they were already wet.
That's good.
Yeah, good to know. It's not if you're dry. It's not if there's discomfort. It's to make sex better.
Good.
I think that there should be a lubricant on every nightstand.
There you go.
In America.
In America.
And the rest of the world.
The whole world just lubed up.
Exactly.
Got it.
Let's lube up the whole world. Also, here's another one. There's another big mistake that guys make. They think they have to be silent.
They think silence is golden.
That's hot. Because good guys, we don't even know. Did he orgasm? Did he not? You didn't make a goddamn noise. Why? You know, it's hot. Just like you think that it's hot when women make a noise. We want to know if you had an orgasm. If you don't speak up, we have no idea. So I'm not saying that you need to like scream or anything, but you can let her know how you're feeling and do a little talking, a little moaning, a little groaning.
Gorilla.
Yeah.
Thumping. Got it. If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at sexwithemily.
Buying a car can be such a stressful experience, but TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar actually helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay, and that fear is the worst. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So, when you're ready to buy a car, you just got to follow these three easy steps that if you want to save money. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information, and then you lock in your savings. Third step, totally simple. All you do is you print out your TrueCar savings certificate, and then you take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Who doesn't want that? Some features not available in all states, and every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Why would you do that? Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.